We are back from recess. Next order of business is drug screening policy. Linda Sorensen and Dixie Wagner. Linda.
Okay. A few months ago, Employee Screen started working with us, and basically they told Dixie that our drug policy needs some revising. So I have done that, and I've got the first draft for you guys to look at and take with you. They also questioned our alcohol policy as to why we don't do alcohol testing when we have an accident or an injury, as we only do drug testing. Because actually, I think in their opinion and mine, alcohol is more important in an injury or an accident than drug testing, because I think probably causes more of them.
I would agree with you. I think we need to go ahead and include that. But I have a question also. There has been some instances where there's been an accident, and I'll get a call from an elected official and say, oh, you know, it was a fender bender in the parking lot. Do I need to go spend the money to send them? And I think our policy is interpreted as optional at the same time, because someone's saying, okay, this is not a bad accident, this is a minor accident. So in the policy, I think we need to address that. I mean, if we're going to say it's an absolute policy, it's an absolute policy. But I think that that's probably one thing that we need to address also, because I've had calls. I think you guys have had calls. That, you know.
Yes, I have too.
Mm-hmm. I can remind you of one instance that I brought up. There's no names that were mentioned, but about a person, and there was no paint, even skin off the vehicle, but they said they were in an accident, and then they ended up on applying for workman's comp.
Oh, okay.
So it is something that needs to be mandatory.
That's our policy has been in the past, and I think that we, unless the commission is really willing to change that mandatory position, I think we need to make sure it's reiterated that no matter the size of the accident, if it's an accident, you classify as an accident, you've got to go get tested.
Okay. I can give you a copy of my first draft, but then I'll go ahead and add that into it and have it for the next time.
Once you revise it, why don't you just email it to us?
And email it to you,
Just get it to the commission office.
That'd be great.
Do we want to go ahead and schedule a time where we can move forward on this?
You've got to modify. I mean, as soon as you get it to us, that'd be fine.
I can do that.
Because the email you sent, I was just looking at the email you sent us, and it didn't have that attached.
No.
Correct. Okay. No. I was going to say, I don't have a copy.
Is that a vehicle accident that where the sheriff's office or highway patrol is called, or is that just any type of?
I think we need to clarify it in the policy. I think there's too many gray areas that people are saying.
Just do.
Yeah. Danny, I think what we need is have Linda write the policy as she thinks it should be, and then let us have a discussion if it's too strict or not strict enough.
Right. Okay.
Because I really think that that's where the problem is. Well, if I didn't call the highway patrol, do I need to go? If it's a sheriff and he just bumped his bumper, does he? I mean, where do we
draw the line?
Correct. So I would like Linda to just write the policy as she sees fit, and then let us review it.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Mm. That's fine.
And I will add the alcohol testing in it.
I think I would like.
We'd like to also point out along the same line, we've been working with employee screening quite a bit lately, haven't we? When they've submitted their bid and was elected to do our screening, they had written in their bid that we would always do 10-panel lab, which is the best.
Okay.
Somehow along the way, sometime we do 10-panel lab, sometime we do 5-panel instant, and that's not good. So I have actually been working with Jimmy Russell, and that's all taken care of.
Okay.
And it will from now on be 10-panel lab.
I do have a question. And I don't know if other counties do it. If I'm not mistaken, the drug test does cost some money.
It does.
How much does it cost?
Drug test is $45. Alcohol is $25.
Okay. I thought it was much more than that. Okay. Okay.
Am I right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When there's, if they flunk the, no, there's the policy to take care of that. Okay. I don't have any questions.
Okay.
I asked staff to research NACO's dental program, because there now is a dental program as well as a prescription drug program. And it is an opportunity for anybody that's within the county to participate. I'll give you this information. I'd like you all to take a look at it.
Okay.
Do more in-depth study of this. But from what I'm hearing from counties across the country that have gotten involved, they're tickled to death if they did, and it really means something. And people save something like between 5 and 50%.
NACO?
It's through NACO.
Yeah.
And it's a company that we have entered into an agreement with to provide services, et cetera. But you all...
For dental.
If you would take a look at that and come back and share with us what you think about it. I'm already personally sold on it, but I need to have an objective eyes take a look at it.
And I have this prescription card. We've been on the prescription subscription, basically. Well, anyway, I need to change you as the contact person because I get monthly reports of what savings are to the citizens. Because we're still seeing about $1,600 savings on a monthly basis for citizens who use our prescription drug policy card. And I have extra forms. I don't know if you're aware of that policy at all. I probably need to sit down with you. Ron or I can sit down with you. But we already have that in place in Taney County. We have cards made up that has a Taney County logo on them that schools give out, that the health department gives out. Various places.
There are a lot of counties that are sized that are saving $5,000 and $10,000 a month.
Right.
And we're down around $1,400.
Yeah, about $1,400 or so on a monthly basis.
So I think maybe a little education would go a long way.
Okay. And since, I mean, I might as well give it to you. That way you can, it's a policy. And if you're going to do research on the dental, you could have the prescription also.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Linda, did you have an item for us? We have scheduled an exec session for personnel and contracts. Was there something there Was there something we wanted to talk to her about?
Nothing that I was scheduled for. No.
Well, I mean, do you have an hour right now?
I could make an hour.
Ron, I'm just thinking if we have the hour now, because our legal counsel is not here this afternoon, we could deal with that 1 hour discussion you wanted to have on Thursday with Linda. Unless we're rushing it.
No.
Do you have a conference call today at 10?
No.
Okay.
That was last week. I'm not totally prepared right now, but I can get that late.
Well, I wouldn't want you... we're calling on you to do something and
let's
you're not
do this. Let's just stick to the Thursday. They give you time to...
Quite frankly, let's go into session. Let's give her an inkling of what it is that we're looking for, and let's have a preliminary chat about it.
Okay.
That won't take very long, if that's okay, Linda.
Okay.
And
let me go get some stuff, and I'll be right back.
Then I'm going to move that we go into an executive session pursuant 610.021.3.12, which is personnel and contracts as posted.
Now, second.
Motion's been made and seconded that we go into executive session pursuant to 610.021 subsections 3 and 12 as posted. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
And Ron aye. We will be going into executive session. Before we do, I'd like us to stand in recess, if that's all right, for 5 minutes to allow press any questions that they have regarding this morning's session.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll. Is that all right, gentlemen?
Yep.